صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of The Remarkable One. Now we begin by listening to the virtues of sending salawat upon the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. It has been stated that that person who sends salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam 1,000 times daily, then when it is the time to enter Jannah, it said that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, his shoulder shall be with this person's shoulder upon entering Jannah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, undoubtedly there are many blessings in sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please make it a regular practice of yours to send salawat, saying sallallahu ala Muhammad, reciting durood sharif upon the greatest of mankind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, we have been listening to the specialities, those characteristics, those attributes which are exclusive to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And from amongst all of these things, the greatest miracle per se for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam himself, meaning the greatest of all miracles, as we mentioned, is the glorious Quran. But personally, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of all miracles was the Mi'raj Sharif. Blessed Mi'raj, the ascension to the heavens and above and beyond Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And the most beautiful of this entire journey was seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeing the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all of the worlds, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his physical eyes. Yes, with his, this entire journey was physical, my dear viewers. The entire journey was physical. It was not a dream. Now, you know, some people think that this was a dream, but really, if you were to think about this, then what's so special about a dream? The people of Makkah al-Mukarramah, after the journey, and inshallah we shall be speaking about the journey, but after this journey, the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah, they questioned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, everybody was in doubt. How could he, within a moment, and this entire journey took place within a moment, yes, how could he within a moment, or even within the entire night, how could he have traveled from Makkah to Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa, and then from Masjid al-Aqsa to the seven heavens and then beyond? Now, if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said that this was a dream, then it would be no problem. Everybody has dreams. You could dream you're going to Mars every night. You could dream to be in another country. No problem whatsoever. No, my dear viewers, this was not a dream. This was physical, this was real, this was happening in reality. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, he journeyed. He went to all of these places. And this was the greatest miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, we are speaking about the special characteristics, the distinctive attributes which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possesses. And Mi'raj, if you just to consider Mi'raj itself, many prophets had a Mi'raj, but no prophet was able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala physically in the wakeful, a wakeful state. There was the Mi'raj of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What was the Mi'raj of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? He was able to stand on a rock, on a boulder, and when he would stand on that boulder, he would be able to see the mulk wal malakut. He would be able to see the inner, and I'll tell you the difference between mulk and malakut. The mulk is the apparent world, that which is ostensible, that which is apparent, or that which you can see. For example, I can see a tablet in front of me, I can see this desk in front of me. Now the malakut is the inner, is the essence of things. So if I was to take a look at this desk, to be able to see everything within, if I was to look at this tablet, to be able to see everything, all the electronics, all the, you know, whatever there may be in here, every single part of it. And this was the Mi'raj of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. There was the Mi'raj, and in terms of coming close to seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the wakeful state physically, the next person to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Musa alayhi sallam, who is the closest to it, he can say. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, another great. Now every one of the prophets are great, and they're the greatest of people. We must understand this. It's not that we are seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest, it means the rest of the prophets were not. This is not this even slightly what we are trying to put forward, my dear viewers. Every prophet is greater than us, and we must love them more than we love ourselves, more than we love our parents, more than we love our children, more than we love anything. The prophets come first, but amongst the prophets, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest. As I was saying, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he had a mi'raj. What was his mi'raj? He's ascending to the Mount Tur, and then him seeing a manifestation, a reflection of the manifestation of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a mountain. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was overwhelmed, he was overtaken, in that he fainted, but he still got to see just not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, but a manifestation of the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's, in fact, it said that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam on that night, but having seen that, my dear viewers, that then he was able to see so many miles away in the dark, he was able to see a black ant clearly. This was a vision of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Imagine the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself tells us that he's able to see behind his head, just as he's able to see in front. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even people like his followers, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was able to see Hazrat Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so many miles away towards Jordan. Hazrat Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, who was able to see, imagine the sight of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And above all this, the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. To quickly go over the story of Mi'raj, what took place this night, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sleeping in the house of his cousin, the sister of Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu kareem, Umm Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha. And you know, this wisdom behind each and every single thing. Why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sleep in his own house? It is even wisdom in this, because when Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was to come down, and Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came from the roof, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in his own house and without Rasulullah's permission, he was not able to enter. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not in his own house. And when he came, and how did he awaken Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He kissed the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's said that the best way to awaken somebody is by touching their feet. Yes, it's something we are all afraid to do generally, but especially for the elders, and the person doesn't become scared. Sometimes you awaken somebody and they get scared. The best method of awakening somebody is by touching their feet. Yes, my dear viewers, and this is how Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he kissed the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He awoke Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Then they went to the Ka'batul Musharrafah, Masjid al-Haram. They went towards the Masjid al-Haram, Devi was towards where the Kaaba al-Musharrafah is. The blessed chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was split, and this is known as the Shaqq al-Sadr, the splitting of the blessed chest of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. I will swiftly go over the story, and then having, you know, taken out the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, the heart was taken out. This was physical. It's not spiritual. It's not in some sort of other realm. It wasn't some sort of magic. No, this was physically happening. It's even said that the heart was placed in a cold, in something which was very, very cold. And nowadays, if there is to be a heart transplant, then they freeze it, don't they, my dear viewers? This shows, you know, from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is what we find. And these are the things we find in our books. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his blessed chest was split open, his heart was then placed back, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was then being prepared. He was being prepared for this journey. Hazrat Musa alayhi wasallam, he fell unconscious. This is one of the reasons the scholars give, that he was being prepared for this great journey. It's not ordinary journey. Seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala journeying, moving so fast. Remember, this all took place physical, my dear viewers. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was being prepared, and then the buraq was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came close, he said that the buraq, it jumped. Some of the scholars say that he jumped in excitement. It was excited that it would be mounting. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be mounted on this blessed buraq. And this buraq would move as fast as light. In fact, it's mentioned that its one paw would move, its one leg, it would bring it forth to as far as the vision can see. This is how far it would move, and this is how fast it would go. And they went to three places, my dear viewers. One place was Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to migrate towards. So they went there. They went to a place. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam that qum, meaning stand up from the buraq and fasalli, and pray, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam says that, where are we? And Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says that this is the place where you shall migrate towards. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam performs two raka'ats of prayer there. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also goes to another place. Which place is this? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes towards Palestine, the place of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasallam, Baytul Lahm, Bethlehem we say nowadays. Baytul Lahm, this is where Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasallam was born. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prays to Nafal there. And then, and from this we learn, this was the place where Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was born. The Prophet asks Hazrat Jibreel, he says, you know, where is this? And Hazrat Jibreel says, the place where Hazrat Isa was born. Pray rakats here. Read prayer here. So, those places where a prophet is born, that place is a sacred place. It's a place deserving of respect. No, we're not worshipping the place, no. But it is a place of barakah. We can seek blessings from the place. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was the second place Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to. And then thirdly, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam went towards Kohitur, which nowadays is known to be in Egypt, my dear viewers. The Mount Sinai. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, again, he's asked to read rakats there, and he was asked, where is this? And he was told, this is Mount Sinai, where Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam received the revelation. From there, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam went to Jerusalem. He went to Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, he went to Masjid al-Aqsa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam and all the prophets, they had prayed. They had prayed, every single prophet, 124,000 approximately. There are approximately 124,000 prophets. All of the prophets prayed there. And the Messenger of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he led every single prophet in prayer there. Every single prophet, He led in prayer. Allahu Akbar. And from there, and what is known today as the Dome of the Rock. Now, the Dome of the Rock was not built during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but later, some years later, it was built. And the Dome of the Rock is known to be the place from where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had ascended. And it said that the first part of the journey was from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa. And then the Prophet ﷺ went towards the seven heavens, one heaven at a time. The first heaven, he met Hazrat Adam ﷺ. And he meets and he gives salam to Hazrat Adam ﷺ. And he sees that Hazrat Adam ﷺ is looking towards his right and then he's looking towards his left. When he looks towards his right, he smiles. And when he looks towards his left, that smile is no longer there. He is sad. On the right, there are white souls raising upwards. There's also a door towards the right. On the left, there's another door, and there are dark souls. And he sees these souls going into those doors. And he is told that this is Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, your father, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. These souls, the white ones, are the souls of the good people. Those people who accepted the message which was brought to them by the prophets. And the ones on the left were those of the people who rejected. The right door is entrance towards Jannah. The one on the left is entrance towards the fire of hell. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, as he's seeing, these are from his lineage, these people. And they are entering Jannah or they are entering Jahannam. This is the realm of the soul. This is within the heaven, my dear viewers. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he goes to the first heaven, then he goes to the second, and for every single heaven he goes to, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they ask, who is it? And then he says that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says that, you know, I have brought Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some people may be thinking, why were the doors closed? This was to show the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam that these doors could only be open for him. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes beyond. Now, what's beyond the seventh heaven is the Sidratul Muntaha. This is the place of, it's a tree, and the tree has been described as absolutely huge. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he meets the guardian of Jannah. And the guardian of Jannah, everybody who meets him, they smile. Hazrat Ridwan alayhi salam, the angel, the guardian of Jannah. And he also means the guardian of hellfire. And then he goes to the Arsh. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went beyond. He saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what was said is between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, apart from a few things which we have been made aware of. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he returns and he comes towards Makkah al-Mukarramah. And there's many things which even take place, you know, there's so many things which could be said about salah. And we'll end with this, my dear viewers, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the greatest of the prophets. His ummah were the greatest of all of the ummahs. They are. Alhamdulillah, we are blessed to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given a gift on this night, on this blessed night of Mi'raj. This gift was the gift of salah. Initially it was 50, it was reduced to 5, my dear viewers, with the help of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But by praying those 5, you gain the reward of 50. We should read every single prayer. And as much as possible should be the extra prayers. But we should at least pray our 5 daily prayers. And yes, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did return from this journey, the people, they questioned Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But there was one individual whose love and respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was outstanding. When he heard that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made this claim, that he had traveled from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa, from Masjid al-Aqsa to the seven heavens and beyond, he says, did Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say it? People said yes. They said, if he said it, then it is the truth. This was the great Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was special, and so were every single one of his companions. And they were all special in their own way. They're all beloved to us in their own way, my dear viewers. But every single one of them we love, and they're all beloved. My dear viewers, this was another episode of the remarkable one. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the distinctive, the light, really the lantern, the only hope for intercession, the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
The remarkable one, the remarkable one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu